Welcome to Natural Remedy Secrets, your guide to becoming your own best health advocate. Natural Remedy Secrets is brought to you by Authoritative Wellness, and a special welcome to our sponsor, Feel Good Formulas. Now, if you're a woman over 45, maybe navigating the changes of menopause and dealing with, those related symptoms, you really need to hear about their incredible Ultimate Menopause Mastery Bundle. It's got a fantastic 5-star rating from over 500 reviews, so it's a resource people trust. And this isn't just one ebook, it's a whole digital collection, 10 ebooks actually. Over 850 pages packed with tools and insights, all designed to support your holistic well-being during menopause. Let's take a quick peek inside. You get the Menopause Science and Symptoms Workbook, really helpful for understanding the hormonal shifts and, what they mean for your body. Then there's the Managing Menopause Moods Workbook. This one gives you practical strategies for navigating those hormonal changes and building emotional resilience, which is so important. And for diet, there's the Nutrition to Support Menopause Guide. It's full of info on essential nutrients and balanced eating tips, tailored specifically for this phase of life. Plus the Self-Care Menopause Essentials Workbook that provides nurturing strategies for your mind, body, and spirit. But honestly, there's even more designed just for you. The bundle also includes the Exercise to Support Menopause Guide with effective, tailored fitness advice, and the Menopause Insights Manual. This gives practical guidance on everything from hormonal changes to emotional well-being, even sexual health. For a more personal touch, there's the Journey Through Menopause Prompted Journal for reflective insights. Really helps you navigate emotionally. And to help you feel in control, you'll find the Menopause Wellness Journey Planner and the Mastering Menopause Challenges Tracker. These have symptom logs, relief tips, self-assessments, affirmations, really comprehensive. And finally, to nourish your body from the inside out, the bundle includes 75 nourishing menopause recipes, all designed to help ease symptoms and support emotional well-being. So this whole resource, the Ultimate Menopause Mastery Bundle from Feel Good Formulas, is just $48.99. It's really a pathway to holistic health and empowerment as you navigate menopause. Okay, now let's dive into today's topic. This is something I know many of you over 45 have experienced, especially if you're in perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, and looking for, natural ways to feel better. We're talking about how ultra-processed foods impact your gut health. We're going to explore exactly what these foods are, uncover their hidden risks, understand their direct link to that bloating and digestive issues you might be dealing with, and most importantly, we'll give you actionable strategies for achieving a healthier gut. This information is specifically for you, the listener, to empower you to make informed choices that support your well-being during this pretty significant life stage.
Okay, let's get right to it then. What exactly are ultra-processed foods?
Well, fundamentally, these are foods that have been, significantly altered from their original state, usually through industrial processes. A key thing for you to understand is the sheer number of additives. They often contain things like preservatives for longer shelf life, artificial colorants to make them look appealing, various sweeteners. And what's really important is that these foods are often stripped of their natural nutrients. Instead, they're loaded with, unhealthy extras.
Right. And when we talk additives, we mean things like high fructose corn syrup, those super bright artificial dyes, MSG, monosodium glutamate, and even trans fats, right?
Exactly.
The common thread seems to be these synthetic compounds or heavily processed things that our gut just hasn't really evolved to handle very well, leading to disruption. That's a great way to put it. And if you look at the bigger health picture, studies like that one in the BMJ have shown a pretty concerning link. High consumption of these ultra-processed foods is linked to increased risk of obesity, heart disease, diabetes. It really highlights why it's so vital for you to be aware of what you're putting in your body.
Okay, so we know they're not great for overall health, but how do they specifically cause that really uncomfortable bloating and those gut issues so many of our listeners mention? I heard an analogy about the gut being like a bustling city. Can you maybe explain that, help visualize it?
Yeah, that's actually a very helpful way for you to think about it. Imagine your gut as this complex, vibrant city. Trillions of beneficial bacteria live there. They're like the essential workers, keeping everything running smoothly in your digestive system. Now picture ultra-processed foods rolling into this city like a massive traffic jam. A key point for you here is that these foods often lack the fiber your good gut bacteria need to thrive. It's like starving those essential workers. And instead, they introduce huge amounts of sugar and unhealthy fats. This throws off the delicate balance, can cause inflammation, and leads to all sorts of digestive problems you might be feeling.
So it's like the good guys in our gut are being starved and overwhelmed by these foods.
Precisely. And for you to really grasp why this matters, a healthy gut is absolutely fundamental, not just for digestion, but it plays a huge role in your immune system. It can even influence your risk of chronic diseases. So when this bustling city gets disrupted, the effects can ripple out and impact your overall health significantly.
That makes a lot of sense. So what are some common examples, you know, the everyday ultra-processed foods that might be causing trouble for our listeners?
Well, some of the usual suspects you might be eating regularly. Soft drinks are a big one, often packed with sugar that just throws your gut balance off. Packaged snacks, you know, while convenient, often offer very little actual nutrition for your gut bacteria. Instant noodles, quick, yes, but usually lacking in that good fiber. Ready-made meals, too, they save time but can be pretty detrimental.
Mm.
And even breakfast cereals, many of them, which might seem healthy, can be surprisingly high in sugar and low in the fiber your gut really needs.
Okay, right. So we've got a better handle on what these foods are and their general impact. But are there specific hidden ingredients inside them that are particularly bad for gut health, especially for our audience?
Absolutely. If you start looking closely at labels, and I really encourage you to do this, you'll find several key ingredients that could be quite problematic. High fructose corn syrup is a major one. It's everywhere, and it can really mess with the environment in your gut. Then you have trans fats. They're often sneakily labeled as hydrogenated oils. These can negatively affect your gut bacteria too. Artificial preservatives, the things giving these foods that super long shelf life, can also be detrimental. And yeah, artificial colors, way too much sodium, artificial sweeteners, they all can contribute to those gut issues you might be experiencing.
Wow, it feels like these are added for taste or shelf life, maybe without much thought about how they actually affect our bodies, especially our gut flora.
Yeah.
So how exactly do they harm those beneficial bacteria we need?
Yeah, that's the crucial part for you to understand how they interact with your microbiome. High fructose corn syrup and artificial sweeteners, for instance, they can essentially pollute the gut environment, harming the good guys. Trans fats can actually interfere with how those beneficial bacteria function. And artificial preservatives and colors, they can trigger inflammation right there in your gut. All this disruption can ultimately lead to a compromised gut barrier. You might hear it called leaky gut. The lining gets more porous.
Leaky gut, right.
And that leads to an unhappy, imbalanced microbiome and a whole host of digestive issues for you. Think of your gut lining like a very fine mesh net. These ingredients can sort of loosen the weave,
allowing things through that shouldn't be.
Exactly. Things like toxins, undigested food particles, they can get into your bloodstream, potentially triggering inflammation and other problems elsewhere in the body.
Leaky gut, yeah, definitely something we want to avoid. So what can we do as consumers? How can we try and steer clear of these hidden gut harmers? What should we look for on those often confusing food labels?
This is such a key point for you when you're at the grocery store. You really need to become a bit of a label detective. Read those ingredient lists carefully. If you see a super long list full of complex chemical names you don't recognize, that's often a big red flag. It usually indicates an ultra-processed food. Specifically, look out for those terms we mentioned. Hydrogenated oils, high fructose corn syrup, anything starting with artificial. Hatten. Also, check the nutrition facts panel. Watch out for high levels of sodium and sugar. A good rule of thumb for you. The simpler the ingredient list, generally, the better it is for your gut.
That makes sense. Fewer weird ingredients probably means it's closer to its natural state and better for us. And you mentioned some health organizations have actually weighed in on some of these ingredients.
That's right. Thinking about the wider health impact, the American Heart Association, for example, recommends limiting added sugars, including high fructose corn syrup, to help cut your risk of heart disease. And the FDA, they've actually taken steps to remove artificial trans fats from the food supply entirely because of their strong link to increased heart disease risk. So these actions really underscore the potential dangers for your overall well-being.
Okay, so now we're armed with some label reading skills. Let's get to the real nitty-gritty for our listeners. That direct link between eating these ultra-processed foods and experiencing that awful bloating and other digestive issues, which can be especially bothersome during menopause.
Right, and this brings us back to that timeless wisdom from Hippocrates. Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. It's fascinating when you think about your diet, just how relevant this ancient advice still is, especially considering how far many modern foods are from their natural state.
Absolutely. And it really feels like we've strayed pretty far from that core idea in many modern diets.
Yeah.
So how do these additives and, well, the lack of natural stuff in ultra-processed foods directly lead to things like bloating that our listeners might be struggling with?
Well, when you look at the specifics, those additives and preservatives, things like emulsifiers, artificial sweeteners, they can actually harm that delicate balance of your gut bacteria, and they can increase what's called intestinal permeability, that leaky gut we talked about, where the gut lining gets more porous. There was research in Nature that provided some pretty compelling evidence. It linked certain common emulsifiers to inflammation and metabolic disorders, specifically by altering the gut microbiota in a way that can negatively impact you. Plus, the lack of natural fiber in these foods means they just bypass essential digestive processes. That definitely contributes to that uncomfortable, bloated feeling.
So the gut lining gets leaky, things get through that shouldn't, and the lack of fiber slows everything down, leading to discomfort.
Exactly. And this disruption can show up in different ways for you, but bloating is a really common sign. Think of bloating as your gut sending out an SOS signal. It's basically saying it's not happy with what's going on, and your diet might need a serious rethink to help you feel better. It's like that garden analogy again. If you don't give it the right nutrients, it won't thrive, and you'll see the signs.
And it's not just about cutting out the bad stuff, right? It's also about adding in the good stuff. I remember hearing about a project looking at diet diversity.
Yes, the American Gut Project.
There you go.
They had some really insightful findings relevant for you. What's fascinating is they found a strong link between a diet rich in a diverse range of whole foods and a healthier gut microbiome. And a healthy microbiome is absolutely essential for efficient digestion and reducing those uncomfortable bloating feelings you might be having. They also highlighted the benefits of including both probiotics, the good bacteria themselves, and prebiotics, their food source. Things like yogurt, kefir, bananas, onions. These help support the good guys and keep your digestive system running smoothly for you.
So it's a two-pronged approach for our listeners. Less of the ultra-processed stuff, more the whole nutrient-dense foods. But bloating isn't the only digestive problem linked to these foods, is it? What else might our listeners be experiencing?
No, unfortunately, it's often not just bloating. Eating too many ultra-processed foods can lead to a whole spectrum of issues you might encounter. That lack of crucial natural fiber often results in constipation as things just slow down. But conversely, sometimes your body might try to quickly expel these hard-to-digest components, leading to diarrhea. Heartburn is another common one. The additives and high fat content in many of these foods can irritate your stomach and esophagus, causing that burning sensation you might know. You might also get that unpleasant feeling of being overly full, even after not eating that much. These are all signals important for you to recognize that your digestive system isn't coping well.
It sounds like our bodies are definitely trying to tell us something when we feel these things. It's so important for our listeners to pay attention to those signals.
They absolutely are. And looking at the bigger picture for you, the Digestive Health Institute has noted a clear increase in gastrointestinal symptoms like heartburn, constipation, and diarrhea. And they directly link this rise to the increasing consumption of ultra-processed foods in diets like yours. It's not just anecdotal. There's a pattern. The good news, though, is that by making conscious choices, reducing these foods, prioritizing whole fiber-rich options, you can significantly ease these symptoms and really improve your overall gut health. It's about nurturing that internal ecosystem so it works optimally for you.
Okay, so we understand the problem, how it might be affecting our listeners. Now let's get to the solutions. What are some actionable strategies our listeners can start using right away to improve their gut health, moving away from these ultra-processed villains, as I like to call them?
All right, this is the empowering part for you. The first step is consciously choosing healthy, whole, minimally processed foods. Think of them as your allies. Fruits bursting with natural sweetness, a whole rainbow of vegetables, whole grains packed with fiber, lean proteins like beans, lentils, tofu, fish, poultry, and the satisfying crunch of nuts and seeds. These are the foods that support a thriving gut for you.
And it doesn't have to be super complicated for our listeners, right? It's about making simple swaps and additions day to day.
Exactly. Weaving these food heroes into your day is actually surprisingly easy for you. Maybe start your morning with a warm bowl of whole grain oatmeal. For lunch, aim for a colorful salad packed with different veggies and maybe some beans or chickpeas. Dinner could be a nice lean protein with a side of whole grains like quinoa or brown rice. And for those snack times, reach for a handful of nuts or seeds instead of that bag of chips. Every meal, every snack is a chance for you to choose gut health.
I love that. Simple, positive choices. And you even have some specific, easy, gut-friendly recipe ideas for our listeners to try.
I do. For a fantastic gut-loving breakfast for you, try overnight oats. Just soak whole rolled oats in, say, almond milk overnight. Stir in some chia seeds for extra fiber and omega-3s. In the morning, top it with fresh berries, maybe a drizzle of honey. So easy. For a vibrant lunch, a super salad is great. Combine leafy greens with lots of colorful things. Cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, shredded carrots, chickpeas for protein tossed in a simple homemade vinaigrette. Much better than bottled dressings often. And for a satisfying dinner for you, how about quinoa and black bean stuffed peppers? They're delicious and really gut-friendly. The fiber in the quinoa, beans, and peppers is a real win for your microbiome.
Those sound absolutely delicious and not intimidating at all for our listeners. Okay, so we're focusing on adding these whole foods. What about probiotics, those beneficial bacteria we hear so much about? Where do they fit in for our listeners?
Yes, probiotics. They are indeed essential for maintaining a healthy, balanced gut environment for you. Think of them as the good guys that help with digestion, produce important vitamins, and even help protect against harmful bacteria. A thriving population is key for optimal gut function for you.
Okay, so where can our listeners find these probiotic powerhouses in everyday foods?
Nature gives us a wonderful array, especially in fermented foods that you can easily incorporate. Yogurt, particularly the ones labeled with live and active cultures, is a fantastic source for you. But it doesn't stop there. Kefir, that fermented milk drink, is also excellent. Then you have fermented veggies like sauerkraut and kimchi packed with probiotics, fiber, and vitamins, a double win for you. Kombucha, the fizzy fermented tea, is another popular choice. And for a plant-based option for you, tempeh, made from fermented soybeans, is a great source of both probiotics and protein.
That's quite a list. So how can our listeners easily weave these into their daily routines? Any practical tips?
Yeah, it's all about simple swaps and additions that fit your life. Maybe start your day with a yogurt parfait layer, yogurt with fruit and nuts. For lunch, try drizzling kefir over your salad instead of a creamy dressing. It adds a nice tang and probiotics. Instead of reaching for chips, maybe have a small side of sauerkraut or kimchi. You can even add them to sandwiches for crunch and flavor. And if you're looking for something fizzy besides soda, kombucha can be a great gut-friendly alternative for you. Just watch the sugar content in some brands. Remember, variety is good. Different strains offer different benefits. And don't forget prebiotics, the food for your probiotics, found in things like garlic, onions, bananas. They help the good guys thrive and benefit you even more.
Feeding the good guys so they can work hard for us. Got it. Now let's talk about another gut health superstar for our listeners, fiber. I know it's important, but can you remind us specifically how it helps tackle that uncomfortable bloating many experience?
Absolutely. Fiber is crucial for keeping your digestive system moving smoothly. It acts like a natural internal broom, helping to sweep out waste, toxins, and even some fats. This prevents that backed-up feeling that often leads to bloating. But maybe even more importantly for you, fiber is the preferred food source for your beneficial gut bacteria. Eating enough fiber promotes their growth, leading to a more balanced microbiome. And that balance helps reduce inflammation, improve nutrient absorption, and significantly lessen bloating. Basically, if your diet lacks fiber, you're much more likely to experience digestive issues and that uncomfortable bloat.
And there's solid science backing this up for our listeners, isn't there?
Yes, definitely. A 2012 study in the World Journal of Gastroenterology clearly showed fiber improves gut health by increasing stool bulk and softness. This makes bowel movements easier and really helps reduce constipation, a very common cause of bloating that many of you might experience.
Makes perfect sense. So which foods should our listeners be focusing on to get more of this magic fiber?
You've got a wonderful variety of high-fiber options available to you. Fruits like raspberries, pears, apples especially with the skin on. Vegetables like broccoli, carrots, Brussels sprouts are great. Legumes, think lentils, black beans, chickpeas are fiber powerhouses for you. And whole grains like barley, quinoa, oats, and whole wheat bread or pasta are fantastic choices too. Aim for variety.
It sounds like we should really aim to get a mix of these daily. What's the recommended daily amount of fiber for women? And are most of us actually getting enough?
That's a really good question for you.
Yeah.
The general recommendation is around 25 grams of fiber per day for women. But unfortunately, studies consistently show that most Americans are only getting about 15 grams daily. So yeah, there's definitely room for most of us to improve our fiber intake.
Okay, so we likely need to boost it. Any simple practical tips for our listeners to do that without feeling overwhelmed? How can we sneak more fiber in?
Absolutely. Small changes add up for you. Start your day with oatmeal and fruit, like we mentioned. Choose veggies and hummus or a piece of fruit for snacks instead of, you know, crackers or cookies. Make a conscious effort. Fill at least half your plate with fiber-rich vegetables at lunch and dinner. Pair them with whole grains and lean protein. Always choose whole grain versions of bread, pasta, rice when you can. And try adding legumes, beans, lentils to salads, soups, stews. They're a fantastic way to boost fiber. And remember that plate method. Aim for half your plate fruits and veggies, a quarter whole grains, a quarter lean protein. That naturally helps you get more fiber and creates balanced meals for a happier gut for you.
That's such a clear, easy guideline for our listeners. Okay, let's shift gears slightly. Let's talk water, something we all need. But how does hydration specifically play into gut health, especially regarding bloating?
Okay, think of it this way for you. Keeping your digestive system running smoothly is like making sure a water park has enough water for the slides.
Right.
Without enough water, things slow down, back up, leading to constipation and that uncomfortable bloating you might experience. Drinking plenty of water helps break down food efficiently, allows your body to absorb nutrients, and makes it easier for everything to move through your intestines. So yeah, staying well hydrated is absolutely crucial for preventing discomfort and keeping digestion happy.
So it's not just about flushing things out. It's more fundamental to the whole digestive process for our listeners.
Exactly. Water isn't just for transport. It's vital for making saliva and stomach acid key players in the start of digestion for you. Saliva begins breaking down food when you chew. Stomach acid continues it, ensuring nutrients get absorbed properly later on. And what's fascinating for you to know is that staying adequately hydrated can even help maintain a healthy balance of good bacteria in your gut, which, as we've established, is essential for efficient digestion and overall health.
That's a great reminder of just how many jobs water has. Now, for listeners who find plain water a bit boring, any tips to make hydration more appealing?
Absolutely. There are some really easy and tasty ways for you to boost water intake. Try infusing your water. Add slices of lemon, lime, orange, cucumber, mint. It adds natural flavor without sugar. And don't forget, eating water-rich fruits and veggies counts too. Watermelon, cucumber, strawberries, celery, they all contribute to your hydration. For those who like gadgets, there are hydration reminder apps or even smart water bottles that track your intake. Whatever helps you make it a habit.
Those are great ideas for our listeners. Anything we should be mindful of with other drinks and our gut health?
Yes, that's important for you to consider. Some drinks can actually work against gut health. Carbonated beverages, for example, can introduce excess air, leading straight to bloating you might find uncomfortable. Alcohol can irritate the gut lining, potentially causing inflammation. And sugary or highly caffeinated drinks can sometimes pull too much water into the intestines, which kind of intuitively can worsen bloating for some people. So making smart drink choices matters just as much as drinking enough water.
Good point. Not all liquids are created equal for our gut. Okay, let's move on to another key lifestyle factor our listeners can think about. Exercise. How does moving our bodies impact gut health?
Think back to that bustling gut city analogy. Regular exercise acts like a really efficient public transport system within that city for you. It keeps things moving and keeps the inhabitants, the bacteria, healthy. What's important for you to understand is that exercise actually boosts the growth of beneficial bacteria, the good guys we need for digestion, nutrient absorption, and immunity. It also helps reduce that uncomfortable bloating feeling and generally enhances gut health by improving waste management, so to speak. Plus, exercise is a fantastic stress reliever for you, and lower stress means less inflammation and a healthier gut environment overall.
Like a workout for our insides, too. Is there research backing this up for our listeners?
Oh, absolutely. Studies consistently show that people who exercise regularly tend to have more diverse gut bacteria. And diversity is generally linked to better health outcomes for you. For instance, research in gut microbes found athletes had a significantly more varied gut microbiome compared to non-athletes. It really highlights the positive impact of moving your body.
Fascinating. So what kinds of exercise are best for gut health for our listeners? Does it have to be intense?
A well-rounded approach is ideal for you, mixing aerobic and strength flexibility work. Aerobic activities, walking, jogging, swimming, cycling, get your heart rate up, improve circulation, which can speed up digestion and help reduce bloating. Strength training and flexibility exercises like yoga and Pilates help maintain a strong core, improve posture and body mechanics, which can also aid digestion and minimize blockages. A good mix really helps keep your gut vibrant.
And even gentle movement makes a difference for our listeners, right? You don't need to run a marathon.
Absolutely not. You don't need intense workouts to see gut benefits. Even simple at-home exercises can have a significant positive impact for you. Just walking around your house more, taking the stairs, that helps. Certain yoga poses, like the wind-relieving pose or twisted seated pose, are specifically known to help move things along and reduce bloating. Think of them as the gut's traffic controllers. And core exercises like planks. They improve posture, sure, but they're also linked to better digestion. A study in the Journal of Physical Therapy Science even showed yoga can reduce bloating and improve bowel movements. So even a few minutes of targeted movement daily can make a real difference for you.
That's really encouraging. Now let's touch on something often overlooked, but so vital for overall health, especially for our listeners. Sleep. How does getting enough restful sleep connect to a balanced gut?
That's a fantastic point and makes me think of that quote by Thomas Dekker. Sleep is the golden chain that ties health and our bodies together. It couldn't be more true when you look at the deep connection between your sleep and the delicate balance of your gut microbiome.
Wow, they seem more connected than many might realize. It's important for our listeners to understand this link, isn't it?
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
A healthy gut microbiome, as we know, is vital for digestion, nutrient absorption, immunity, all sorts of things. Interestingly, studies show that when your sleep is disrupted, it can actually throw off the balance of this microbiome. This potentially increases inflammation risk and even the risk of chronic diseases. Research in the journal Sleep highlighted this fascinating two-way street. Poor gut health can disrupt your sleep, and inadequate sleep can alter your gut microbiome in ways that might lead to health problems for you down the line.
That's a really powerful connection. So, what practical steps can our listeners take to create a more sleep-friendly environment, one that supports both rest and gut health?
Creating a sleep haven bedroom is often simpler than people think. Aim for cool, dark, and quiet, like a little cave for you. Blackout curtains are great for blocking light. A white noise machine can help mask disruptive sounds. Developing a consistent pre-sleep routine is also incredibly helpful. It signals to your body it's time to wind down. Maybe a warm bath, reading a physical book. Something relaxing. Definitely try to avoid screens, phones, tablets, TVs in the hour before bed. That blue light messes with your sleep hormone, melatonin. Ideally, keep electronics out of the bedroom altogether. And if your mind races, try writing down thoughts or worries before bed to get them out of your head. These steps really do improve sleep quality, which in turn supports a healthier gut for you.
Those are all really practical, actionable tips for our listeners. And getting that good quality sleep, how does it specifically help combat bloating and keep the gut balanced?
Good restful sleep plays a key role in regulating your appetite hormones, ghrelin, hunger, and leptin, fullness. When you're well rested, these hormones are more balanced, leading to healthier food choices that support your gut. Conversely, sleep deprivation disrupts this balance, often leading to increased cravings, especially for sugary, unhealthy foods that aren't great for your gut. Furthermore, adequate sleep supports a more diverse and balanced gut microbiome. And as we've discussed, that diversity is crucial for smooth digestion and preventing that uncomfortable bloating you might experience. Aiming for 7 to 9 hours consistently doesn't just boost mood and focus, it lays a strong foundation for optimal gut health for you.
It really underscores how interconnected everything is for our listeners' health. Okay, as we think about making dietary changes for gut health, there's often a lot of conflicting advice out there. What are some common dieting myths related to gut health you'd like to debunk for our listeners?
That's a great point. There's definitely a lot of misinformation that can be confusing for you. One common myth is that you need a super restrictive diet for a healthy gut. That's like trying to paint a masterpiece with only one color you miss out on, so much variety and essential nutrients your gut needs. Another myth, believing expensive supplements can completely replace a healthy diet. Think of your gut garden again. Supplements might give a small boost, but they can't provide the rich array of nutrients from diverse whole foods. And finally, some people mistakenly think all bacteria are bad. This can lead to overuse of antibacterial soaps or even unnecessary antibiotics. But a healthy gut thrives on a diverse community of bacteria, like a city benefits from different people.
So how can our listeners sidestep these misleading ideas and focus on what actually works?
The key for you is to be discerning. Be wary of diets promising quick, unrealistic results or requiring you to cut out entire food groups without a medical reason. Be skeptical of anything heavily pushing expensive supplements instead of real food. And always look for advice backed by solid science, coming from trusted health organizations or professionals.
Excellent advice for our listeners. So instead of those myths, what are some solid evidence-based tips for truly supporting gut health through diet?
Focus on the fundamentals proven to work for you. Prioritize eating more fiber-rich foods, fruits, veggies, whole grains. Remember that 2019 study linking high fiber to lower heart disease risk, another huge benefit for your overall health. Definitely incorporate fermented food, yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut to introduce beneficial bacteria. And don't underestimate just drinking plenty of water. It keeps everything moving smoothly. Remember, water helps dissolve fats and soluble fiber, helping your body absorb nutrients. By focusing on these science-backed practices, you're making informed choices that genuinely benefit your gut health.
That all sounds very doable for our listeners. Now, for those ready to make these positive changes, what are some sustainable strategies? How do we make them stick long-term?
Making lasting changes for your gut health is really about framing it as an enjoyable adventure, not a punishment. Focus on adding a wide variety of whole, unprocessed foods. Think vibrant colors, fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, legumes. Experiment with new recipes that excite you. It's not about deprivation for you. It's about expanding your palate, discovering new favorites. Maybe involve friends or family. Cooking together makes it fun and builds support. By focusing on delicious, nutritious options, the journey becomes much more sustainable and enjoyable for you.
I love that make it a positive exploration, but let's be real, temptations are everywhere. Strategies to resist those less healthy choices when they pop up.
Oh, that's a very real challenge for everyone. Think of temptation as just a little hurdle. One effective strategy for you: keep healthy snacks easily accessible. Fruit, nuts, yogurt. So you're not grabbing junk when hunger hits. Meal planning helps too. Knowing what you'll eat reduces impulsive, unhealthy choices. Be mindful of trigger environments, maybe the office break room. If possible, find an alternative space for breaks. And most importantly, practice self-compassion. If you slip up, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Every meal is a fresh start to make a healthier choice for your gut. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs.
That's a really helpful, kind perspective for our listeners. And what about navigating social events or eating out? That can be tricky for sticking to gut-healthy habits.
Social events and dining out are part of life, absolutely. They don't have to derail your goals. The key for you is having a flexible plan. Check menus beforehand if you can. Identify gut-friendly options. Don't be afraid to ask for modifications, dressing on the side, grilled instead of fried. If going to a party, maybe bring a healthy dish to share. Ensures there's at least one good option for you. And remember moderation. Allowing yourself a small treat occasionally within an overall balanced diet is perfectly fine for you. It's about conscious choices and enjoying social moments without totally abandoning your path.
These are all such practical, real-world tips for our listeners. Now let's touch on something that can be a bit discouraging initially, that detox phase when switching to healthier eating for the gut. What can people expect? How can they manage those early symptoms?
Right. Making that switch from lots of ultra-processed foods to whole nutrient-dense ones is a big change for your body. Think of it like decluttering your house initially. Things might feel a bit chaotic as your body adjusts and starts clearing things out. You might experience temporary symptoms, headaches, tiredness, maybe some irritability, increased cravings for the foods you're cutting back on. You might also notice digestive changes, perhaps some bloating initially, or different bowel habits. These are usually signs your body is adapting and starting that detoxification process.
So feeling a bit off at first is actually a good sign that our bodies are adjusting.
Exactly. It might seem counterintuitive, but those initial symptoms often mean your body is starting to heal and rebalance. It's working hard to eliminate accumulated additives, excess sugars, unhealthy fats. While it might not feel great right then, it's usually a temporary phase paving the way for long-term benefits. More energy, clearer skin, a happier gut for you.
Okay, so how can our listeners support their bodies through this adjustment? Ease those detox symptoms.
Think of it as helping your body transition smoothly. One crucial thing for you, drink plenty of water. It helps flush out the toxins contributing to symptoms. Incorporating some light exercise, a gentle walk, some stretching can boost energy and circulation for you. Getting enough restful sleep is key for recovery and repair. Have healthy snacks ready to manage cravings. And find enjoyable distractions. Sometimes getting your mind off the craving helps immensely. Remember to be patient with yourself and celebrate those small victories along the way.
Great tips for our listeners. It's good to know the initial discomfort is usually temporary and means positive changes are happening. And what are some of those longer-term benefits we can look forward to once our bodies adjust?
The long-term benefits are really significant for you. You can expect sustained increases in energy levels, often a noticeable improvement in skin clarity and appearance, and of course, a much happier, healthier gut, less bloating, more regular digestion. These are just some of the fantastic rewards of making these positive dietary shifts for your overall well-being.
Now, as we embark on this journey, how can our listeners actively monitor their progress? Make sure they're heading the right way.
Monitoring your gut health is like being a detective on your own personal case. A really valuable tool you can use is a food and symptom diary. Think of it as your personal gut health logbook. By tracking what you eat, how you feel afterwards, any symptoms, you start seeing patterns. You understand which foods are your gut's friends and which might be causing trouble. Regularly reviewing it helps you track progress and make informed tweaks based on your body's responses. It's a unique journey for everyone, and the diary becomes your personalized guide.
That sounds like a really insightful way for our listeners to tune into their own bodies. What are some specific benefits of keeping a diary like that?
Several key benefits for you. It can help pinpoint specific food intolerances or allergies you might not even be aware of. It lets you monitor how dietary changes affect your symptoms, real-time feedback. Just the act of tracking encourages more mindful eating habits for you. And it provides incredibly useful information if you need to consult a healthcare professional. In fact, a study in gastroenterology found people keeping a food diary were twice as likely to identify trigger foods compared to those who didn't. That really shows its effectiveness for you.
Wow, that's a compelling stat for our listeners. So what are the signs that our gut city is starting to thrive? What does improved gut health actually look and feel like for us?
As your gut health improves, you'll likely notice a reduction in those uncomfortable things like bloating and gas that might have been bothering you. You should also experience more regular, easier bowel movements, a sign of efficient digestion. Many people report feeling a significant boost in overall energy and improved mental clarity, less brain fog. You might even see positive changes in your skin, as gut health often reflects externally. These improvements are all great indicators that your gut is becoming a happier, healthier place for you.
Those all sound like fantastic benefits for our listeners to aim for, and it's not just about digestive comfort, is it? You mentioned broader health links earlier.
Absolutely. The American Gastroenterological Association really emphasizes this profound link between gut health and your overall well-being. A healthy gut supports a stronger immune system, contributes to heart and brain health, can positively influence mood, promotes healthy sleep, and of course ensures effective digestion for you. The benefits really extend far beyond just a comfortable tummy.
That's a great reminder of the holistic impact for our listeners. Now, as we make changes and hopefully see improvements, how important is it to acknowledge and celebrate that progress?
Oh, it's incredibly important for you. Think of starting your gut health journey like setting sail. There will be smooth days, maybe some choppy water, but acknowledging and celebrating each milestone keeps you motivated. Every positive change, no matter how small it seems, choosing a healthy snack, noticing less bloating is worth recognizing. Tracking these achievements reminds you how far you've come and keeps you inspired. Sharing successes with supportive friends, family, or even an online community can provide an extra boost. It makes the journey feel more shared. Remember, every step forward, big or small, brings you closer to lifelong gut health for you. Seeing those benefits makes the effort feel rewarding.
That's such a positive approach for our listeners. Sharing successes definitely helps. Now, what if someone's putting in the effort but just not seeing the hoped-for improvements? What should our listeners do if their gut health isn't getting better despite trying?
That can definitely be frustrating for you. It's like that garden analogy again. You're watering, weeding, but the plants aren't thriving. The key is not to give up, but to step back and reassess. First, try to stay calm. Stress itself can worsen gut issues, so avoid getting overly discouraged. Take an honest look at your diet and lifestyle again. Are more processed foods creeping back in? Is stress maybe higher than you realized? This is where that food and symptom diary is invaluable again. It can help you pinpoint patterns or maybe specific foods still causing issues. And definitely don't hesitate to consult a healthcare professional or registered dietitian. They can offer personalized advice and help adjust your plan based on your specific needs. Remember, progress takes time. Be patient and persistent.
So reassess, maybe seek expert help. Don't just throw in the towel. Got it. What specific practices should our listeners consider if they're stuck?
Definitely revisit that food diary look for hidden triggers. Actively work on stress management, meditation, deep breathing, walks in nature. Stress deeply impacts the gut for you. Ensure regular check-ins with your healthcare provider to rule out underlying issues and examine your daily routines. Are you eating too late? Not drinking enough water? Sedentary most of the day? Making small, actionable changes here can make a big difference for you. Aim for those 8 glasses of water. Try to incorporate regular movement. Both hydration and exercise are crucial for digestion and gut bacteria balance.
It's like looking at the whole picture, right? Not just one piece. Now, as we continue this journey, how important is being adaptable? Flexible in our approach long term?
Adaptability is absolutely crucial for you for lifelong gut health. Think of it like being a sailor navigating changing seas. Just as conditions shift, factors influencing your gut health, aging, stress, diet changes, lifestyle also shift. This requires flexibility in your strategy. Pay close attention to your body's signals. Be open to trying new approaches, maybe different foods, adjusting exercise, new stress techniques. Staying informed about new gut health research also empowers you to make knowledgeable choices. Being adaptable ensures you can navigate challenges and stay on course toward optimal gut health throughout your life.
So it's an ongoing learning process, being willing to adjust as needed for long-term success. Any final thoughts as we wrap up this deep dive on ultra-processed foods and gut health?
Really, maintaining good gut health is an ongoing effort for you, like tending that garden. Consistent nurturing through nutritious eating and a balanced lifestyle allows your gut ecosystem to thrive. It's important to remember that sliding back into old habits, lots of ultra-processed foods can disrupt this balance quickly, letting less beneficial bacteria take over, potentially leading back to discomfort. Committing to these positive changes is really a daily commitment to your overall well-being.
And to help our listeners stay on that path, any final practical tips for embracing this healthy living for their gut?
Start by making your kitchen a haven for whole foods. Sets you up for success. Makes healthy choices easier for you. Keep exploring new, delicious, gut-friendly recipes. Keeps things interesting. Remember, it's a marathon. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate wins. Try to integrate healthy habits into social and family life. Makes it more sustainable and enjoyable for you. And find what motivates you. A health journal. Small goals. Celebrating wins. Connecting with others. By implementing these strategies, maintaining gut health becomes an enjoyable, integral part of your vibrant life.
And speaking of thriving during menopause, we want to remind you about the Ultimate Menopause Mastery Bundle from Feel Good Formulas. It really is an all-in-one toolkit. It covers everything from mood management to balanced nutrition, all designed for women navigating this stage. It's packed with step-by-step guides, practical workbooks, expert insights, helps you embrace this phase with confidence. You can find the link in our show notes. And don't forget, coupon code NRS30 saves you 30%. In our next deep dive, we're exploring a closely related topic, one I know will interest you, how your diet specifically impacts menopause symptoms. We'll really emphasize key nutrients during this life stage. Thank you so much for joining us today on Natural Remedy Secrets, brought to you by Authoritative Wellness. We are truly honored to be part of your wellness journey. Remember, your health is your greatest asset. By learning, exploring, taking intentional steps, you are already well on your way to living your best life naturally. If you found today's deep dive helpful, we hope you'll keep tuning in for more empowering insights, practical tips, and natural health guidance designed just for you. And don't forget to check the show notes. We've got additional resources there, FAQs, a study guide, even a detailed mind map to give you a visual overview of everything we covered today. Until next time, stay curious, stay committed, and keep choosing the vibrant, healthy life you absolutely deserve. Take care, and we'll see you in the next episode.